Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call tonight's meeting of the Paradise Town Advisory Board to order. Can you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'd like the record to show that we have all members of our board here present tonight. Before we get into the staff introductions, I would like to remind everybody to please turn off or silence your cell phones. Everybody's guilty. Please take a look in your pockets, because I know you have one. It's either a Samsung or an Apple. All right. Move on to county staff introductions. Who do we have here from the county? Shane?
Shane Emmerman, Comprehensive Planning Department, and
Julie Rowland, Planning Department.
Hi, Julie. Welcome to both of you. Do we have any of our other support staff here? It looks like we don't.
Hiding in the back.
Hiding in the back? Raise your hand so we can see you.
Do you want to introduce our planner?
Okay. All right, we've handled all of that. Then this is item number two, moving on to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within our jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's microphone and clearly state your name and address and spell your name for your last name for the record for our secretary. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there anybody that wants to speak at the beginning of our meeting? Seeing none, I'll close that item and move to item number three. Approval of minutes, April 9, 2019.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion to approve the minutes of April 9, 2019.
Thank you, John. We have a motion on the floor, on the table, for approval of our last meeting minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimously approved. Item number four, approval of the agenda for April 30th, 2019.
Mr. Chair, I would move to approve this evening's agenda as presented with no additions and or deletions.
Excellent. We have a motion for approval on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That takes us to item number five, any informational items. I saw Blanca come in. Hi, Blanca. Do we have any informational items or anything? We're just moving forward. Awesome. All right, let's move. We'll close that item and move to item number six, planning and zoning. Number one on that agenda is ET19400036. VS009015, Diamond PM LLC, vacate and abandon second extension of time for easements of interest to Clark County, located between Desert Inn Road and Emerson Avenue, and between Pecos McLeod Interconnect and Flamingo Wash, and a portion of right-of-way being the Pecos McLeod Interconnect, located between Desert Inn Road and Emerson Avenue, within Paradise. Do we have any applicant here? Seeing none, we will trail that to the end. Item number two, UC190186, Leba Poliak, Desiree, and Poliak Oren, use permits for the following. One, allow an existing accessory structure, storage container that is not architecturally compatible with the principal building. Two, allow an existing accessory structure, storage container, to exceed the footprint of the principal dwelling. And three, allow alternative design standards in conjunction with a single-family residence. A waiver of development standards to increase the height of an accessory structure in conjunction with an existing residence on 0.6 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the south side of University Avenue, 630 feet west of Pecos Road within Paradise. Do we have an applicant?
Yes, sir.
Name and address for the agenda, please.
My name is Oren Poliak. Address is 3273 East University Avenue. Last name, P-O-L-I-A-K. This is my wife, Desiree Poliak, the same last name. So what I have is I have some pictures that would give you guys kind of an idea of what this would end up, what the end result is going to look like.
Okay.
So that's from the street view.
You only have this one set?
Oh, yeah. I had three, but they took them down at the county. So.
Okay. Well, we're going to do this. We're going to pass them around.
Okay.
So we can give a flavor and a feel for what you are proposing.
Yeah.
And give us a description of it, please.
Okay, so what I have is I have two 20-foot containers that are 8 foot high.
Okay.
And they're storage containers. A lot of people call them Connex boxes or shipping containers. And right now they're in kind of their raw stage because I had set them on the property and then, I haven't really moved them into their final place. But the storage containers themselves at 8 feet high are not to exceed the block wall. Right now, like I said, they are only because they're in their temporary state. And then I propose to put an awning over them both to create a shade structure. The shade structure is 12 feet above the 8, so with a total of 20 feet. I do have alternative ideas, but I would like the storage containers because they create more of a secure storage area as the small rundown shed that I have there on the property right now has already been broken into one time, and I'm trying to secure the property better. So I do have a permit in place right now to install a wall on the front side of the property, and that's going to help.
Okay. Is that about it?
I think so. Oh, you know what? I did kind of want to show you guys the pictures. This is the principal building right now.
This was before when we purchased it last year.
Okay.
Everything's a work in progress.
Always.
So, these storage containers right here are going to be painted white. And the awning itself is a metal awning, which was going to match the roof of this primary structure, making it architecturally compatible. I've made a lot of improvements to give that that property some character, and it's still a work in progress with quite a ways to go. I did drive around.
We do not want this one. You can see that the boxes are not, here's the front of the property, they're in the back. And like he said, we have the permit to build the wall along the front. This one?
I did drive around the neighborhood, to see if this has been done before, just to kind of give me an idea of, and it has been done before. Matter of fact, there's another property that has a shade structure that's enormous in size in comparison. But like I said, everything I've done has been in good taste. Yeah. Everything I've done has been in good taste as far as upgrading and giving this property some good character. I think the final outlook on this property will be something to be desired.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You guys, okay. So this is a public hearing. I will turn it over to anyone in the public that wants to speak on the matter. Please step up and give us your name and address for the record.
Rob Newell, 4405 Newell Drive, a neighbor adjacent to this property here. And here are some pictures of what I look at every day when I wake up and what my neighbors see when they look down the street. This is R1 property, and right now there's nobody living there. No, I'm not sure what he has planned for the future. I know he did say that he would rent somebody or put somebody in there, but it hasn't happened. And he has made improvements to it. Somebody else put the sewer in, and he's working on it little by little. And he also stated in his...
Ron, can I have you talking to me?
Was it on?
No.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have a... Sorry. He's also... where am I on? He said that he was going to do all this work, but he can't hide it. If he puts a big white canopy over it, it's still going to stick up way above and not look all that great. It's R1 property, I said that. And we don't know his long-term plans. And it doesn't look like it's something that should be in an R1 property. Oh, that's what I said. And in write up, he mentioned that there's like buildings in the area, and I've been there since the area was desert, and there's nothing near like that now. So thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Anybody else want to speak? Come on
sure.
Up.
You got a question?
No, it's already on. Hi.
My name is John Dakin. I live at 4425 Newell Drive. That's Dakin. I'm a neighbor to this property and was given notice of this hearing. My comments are very simple. This particular lot in question is zoned R1, and it's in a neighborhood zoned R1. Everything around that property is residential, and what's attempted here are variations to those zoning laws that turn it into a construction yard. There isn't anything in the nature of a suggestion here of what wants to be done that would lend itself to improving in any way, shape, or form the R1 nature of that lot. It's incompatible. And a whole lot more doesn't need to be said. The pictures are there, and the zoning requirements are obvious. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is there anybody else that wants to speak on that? Going. All right. I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Do you guys have anything that you'd like to respond?
Yeah. I would. Actually, as far as the house that he was saying that there are no other houses that do anything like this, I have an address with an aerial view of that exact same garage I was telling you about. It's a complete metal structure. 1, 2, 3 RV can park in that metal structure right there. Can I look at these pictures real quick?
Sure.
Anybody? So that one's interesting. I don't mind.
What needs to be remembered is that it's not finished, and yeah. We never stated it was.
Exactly.
The other thing is the home was completely uninhabitable when we purchased this property.
Yeah. So
it was just a cinder block shell.
This is a picture of what they were looking at before we started working on it.
This is what it looked like what we purchased.
Okay. So, like I said, we've done a lot of improvements in good taste. It is a big lot. I understand that it's R1 zoned. The lot has a lot of potential, and there are variations of this that I can do that would still utilize the storage containers, but a different roof. And I'm willing to open up ideas for that. The awning was my own personal preference because I do like to work on my boat. I like to work on my cars, and pulling it underneath that shade structure would have given me that allowance on top to be able to do that.
We have discussed possibly, minus structure.
Yeah.
We have discussed a shade structure like this.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Have we opened it to
the public? We closed it.
So that's the thing. Have you all maybe attempted to talk to your neighbors about this?
Well, prior to understanding that this was originally in a violation, I was putting these containers on there with every understanding that it wasn't a violation. And it wasn't until I was unloading them that my neighbors had popped their head over and started yelling at me about it while they were being unloaded. So I couldn't exactly tell the driver, hold off and take them back. So I just went ahead and I had them unloaded. I think that they've become disgruntled because, and so I figured it would probably be better just to wait it out and to get to this point, you know. It's not what they're hoping for, but if you were to look at the map, they're on a cul-de-sac behind this house. They're in their own little world, more or less to say. I understand what he's looking at, but that's going to change. Those containers had every purpose of being sprayed white and given some aesthetic appeal.
And some of the pictures I saw were the two-story home right behind this lot.
Yeah.
So someone's looking right down into this.
Well, I mean, I could build a house that is a track home right there, and he still doesn't like it.
Well, I think there's a noticeable difference between a track home and something that has, you know, title 30 and you know, all of the design elements going with it, versus something that having a storage unit in the backyard.
Okay, well, so that being said, that's why we said we're open to ideas.
I'm gonna have you guys not do a rebuttal back and forth. So we closed it. You had your chance to rebuttal. Turning it over to the board right now for their discussion and any questions they might have.
Oh, thank you very much.
When do you intend to move into the home?
The house, the property is a work in progress.
But I understand that. Yeah. When do you intend to finish the house and move into it?
The home needs to be built on the property.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're stating that you've remodeled that particular property as a primary residence.
Mm-hmm. My intent, well,
so, the one of the waivers you're asking for here is you're asking for storage larger than the primary residence. That's not allowed.
Right.
Your storage containers combined cannot be bigger than the house.
Yeah.
So you're telling us it's not finished. You're refinishing it. When are you going to finish the house and move into it?
This house, we remodeled it, and this is kind of working backwards because that structure was there.
I understand it. So when are you moving into that?
Well, that timeline can't be really given because we're working on everything on that property as funds become available.
Okay.
So
but you are going to work on your boat and your store all your stuff there and not live there.
Well, occasionally I do live there. Okay.
Okay. But
it's off and on because, you know, there
but
are.
But she said the house is not inhabitable. You're
saying it was not.
But now
it is now.
It's a 500 square foot.
So the picture
home,
that.
Basically the size of a casita.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
people
fit
live in
our family. The but half acre needs to have a home built on it.
Let's not argue with me. Just answer my questions, all
right? Right,
Mr. Newell showed me a picture of the back. You refinished the front of the house. You did nothing to the back. There's plywood on the window.
Yep, I'm still working on it.
I understand you're still working on it. But the point is, you're trying to put together a project as if you live there.
Yep.
You don't live there. You're just creating a storage facility for the time being.
Us,
you're telling me 500 square feet is never going to be big enough for your family.
Right.
So you're never going to intend to live in that residence that sits there now. So therefore, we can't allow you to put the storage on there. You've created a storage facility, not a home with storage.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. I mean, the fact of the matter is if I get up in the morning and I decide to move into that house, I do it. And if I want to move out the next day, I do it. Because it's a little apartment. That's what it is.
Sir, that's not how it works.
That is how it works. I've been doing it for a long time.
But that's not how it's going to work for you today.
Okay.
Well, anybody else?
Do we have anybody else that has any questions?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
The thing with this is that I have to agree with who's going to come down at the end of the table. I know that's
too many.
Yeah.
But this is in no way compatible with the neighborhood. Even from the pictures I saw there from Mr. Newell, the picture that you have, an aerial shot, I think it's in color. The first thing that stands out is that this is in no way compatible with anything around it. And I can't see us approving something like this. I certainly wouldn't want it in my neighborhood. It's storage containers, and it's a storage operation at this point. That's all it is. And no one has a definitive date on when they might move in, when they might build something else. It's all speculative. So I can't support it.
So
anybody else?
Let me just make another comment in case it got missed.
No, it's been closed. Okay. The board's now considering and going to think about it. Thank you. So any other questions or comments? Does anybody have a motion?
If anyone doesn't have any more questions or comments, I'll make a motion to deny and vote.
All right, we've got a motion for denial of item number 2. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. All right, item number 3.
John?
Yes, sir.
Young man, young lady, do you understand you still have to go before the Planning Commission?
Good night. Good
evening.
Okay. There you go, sir.
For the record, we welcome all of our houses. Back or not?
All right, item number 3. ET 19400045 TM0122-12 Eldorado Springs LLC tentative map first extension of time consisting of 52 single family residential lots and common lots on a portion of 8.8 acres in an RE rural estates residential zone and an R2 medium density residential zone. Generally located on the east side of McLeod Drive alignment, 200 feet north of Eldorado Lane within Paradise. Do we have an applicant?
Yeah. Hi. Do you want to do 2 and 3 together, or you want to
separate? If you would like us to do that, yeah, we can certainly do it. Let me read it into the record, then.
Three and four. Sorry, yes.
Item number 4, WS 190255 Eldorado Springs LLC. Waiver of development standards for reduced side setback. Design review for a single-family residential development on 6.3 acres in RE Rural Estates Residential Zone and an R2 Medium Density Residential Zone. Generally located on the east side of McLeod Drive alignment, 200 feet north of Eldorado Lane within Paradise. So we're going to hear 3 and 4 together. Go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening.
You got
it. Christopherson. 2885 East Quail Avenue, here representing the applicant. The extension time request is due to, we've been going through the process. We are adjacent to the railroad. We've had some dealings with the railroad. They have an easement. They're actually claiming they own it, so we've been working through that problem. So that's why the extension of time for the tentative map. We are in the process of the improvement plans. The houses that are already set are the half acres that are built or sold, and we are moving on forward with the 47 lots. The design review and waiver is for it's a continuation of this is phase 3 of the project. The houses are the typical of already what's there.
How many of these do you have?
I have 5.
Okay, great.
So we are updating to the new code. We do have some lots where the houses, the existing house sizes, which range from, I believe it's 1,200 to 2,400 square feet, don't fit on those lots. We had already requested waivers on phase 1 and 2. Received those. We thought that they would carry over with the tentative map, which That was a mistake on my part, and that's why we're here today to ask that waiver, as there are already 3 foot side yard setbacks along phase one and two again. Other than that, here to answer any questions you may have, and we concur with the staff's conditions.
Anything else? All right, this is a public hearing, so I'll open it up to members of the audience that want to speak on the matter. Anybody in the audience want to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing, turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask staff, why are you recommending denial of this extension of time when they're negotiating with Union Pacific?
Well, when I spoke to Brad Servin, he mentioned that today's standards in conjunction to the tentative map, the design and the size of the homes could be reworked in order for it to fit, so you don't have to ask for the 3 foot setback. So he doesn't even mention in the report about the easement issue. I didn't even know about that.
Do we have issues that are not?
Well, I don't understand where a side yard setback would deny the extension of time. That makes no sense to me. The extension of time is a separate item. We've already recorded a map on that tentative map. We thought the tentative map that then would go forever because you've already got a final map recorded against it. We were notified that when we came in for the waiver that the extension of time had to be done.
And I don't understand why they're not given an extension of time. I mean, we give every brother and their mother like an extension of time. Lots of them. Yeah. And, I mean, if there are negotiations, if they're honestly in negotiations with somebody, and especially if it's Union Pacific Railroad, I cannot understand why we would... If there are other issues, you have other issues, but they don't appear to be before us here. And I don't understand the extension of time. I cannot support this. Not if they're in negotiations with somebody else over a dispute about who owns this piece of property. So I just want you to know, okay. I really don't think you guys did your job on this one.
Anybody else have any?
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Go for it.
So the lots were previously approved with the new setbacks, which ones are they?
The houses, again, are the footprints of phase one and two.
Okay.
They all, we just went with a blanket 3 foot. We had that on the tentative map that was taken off at that time. So really, these houses are already designed. We're not asking for a redesign because the house is already designed. We're just looking to continue those house footprints.
You reduce setback though.
Correct.
You need to approve for one of your phases. Which house are the phases?
Well, phase one and two. This is phase two. Phase
okay,
one.
So it's on the map.
No, it's not in the map.
Right. So,
I apologize.
Okay. No.
Any other questions or comments?
No, I have no other questions.
Does somebody have a motion?
I would recommend that we go ahead and approve with the approved conditions and ask that before you get to planning, I think is next, that you get with staff and get the application cleaned up so that what you're presenting actually matches what they're being told.
Somewhere, it ain't jiving, somewhere between here and there and what you said, it's not working. And I agree, you guys need to get together and get this straightened out.
So, Susan?
So I would make a motion to approve items 3 and 4 subject to the if approved staff conditions.
All right, we have a motion on the floor for approval of items number 3 and 4 subject to the staff if approved conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Yes, and do get with staff as quickly as you can to get that ironed out.
Yes,
sir.
Item number 5. Let's go. Item number five, UC190244, York Nevada Management, LLC 2. Use permit for proposed sporting goods firearms sale business within a portion of an existing office warehouse building on 6.4 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE65 AE70 zone, generally located on the east side of Valley View Boulevard, 600 feet north of Post Road within Paradise. Hi, do we have an applicant? Name and address for the record, please.
Hello, good evening. I'm the applicant. My name is Yan Chen Li, and I'm the applicant. Good evening, everyone.
Can you spell that, please?
Yan Chen Li, Y-A-N-C-H-E-N.
Thank you.
This facility is located at 6280 South Valley View Boulevard in an industrial area at Valley View Boulevard and Post Road. What we are requesting is a use permit to allow for sales and repair of firearms and accessories in an M1 zone. Sales are facilitated online and shipped to customer, not walk-in or on-site sales unless by appointment for the pickup of an online order. The use is compatible with the zoning and will not negatively impact the business center or neighboring tenants. There is sufficient parking at business center and will have less impact on parking than the previous office used. Staff has recommended approval for this item. Briefly, this is my request. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can I ask you to do me a favor? Can you grab your board and
yes.
bring it over here so our board can see
yes.
your board? It's kind of little.
This is our address, and it's right here. So, can you guys see?
Thank you. Did you guys get that?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, this is a public hearing. I'm going to open it up to any members of the public that would like to speak on the matter. Seeing no one moving forward, I will close the public hearing and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, if no one has any objections, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Congratulations. You need to go to the Planning Commission.
Thank you, sir.
Good job.
Very nice. Item number six, UC190261 Eagle Paradise LLC and Grayorak LLC. Sorry if I butchered that. Use permits for the following. One, permit a hookah lounge. Two, eliminate the protective barrier between the outside drinking area and parking area where required. And three, allow the primary means of access to an outside dining and drinking area from a sidewalk where the primary means of access is required through the interior of the restaurant within an existing shopping center on a portion of 5.3 acres in C2 General Commercial AE65 zone within a portion of the MUD 2 Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Harmon Avenue and the east side of Paradise Road within Paradise. Applicants, name and address for the record, please.
Hello.
A
little one up.
It'll shed red.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Welcome. Sorry, thank you for having us, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joseph Dadwood with Azusa Hookah. This is Tiffany Baez. We are requesting that we waive the protective barrier requirement, hookah lounge permit, and the permit for outside dining and indoor access.
Okay.
So we brought some pictures. Sorry. We got everything. We brought elevations, everything like that. There's some pictures of the actual patio. The awning itself, sorry, they're a little bit dark.
We didn't know everybody was bringing a big board.
I know, bring the board.
We like the pass.
I would have if I knew.
We're friendly here.
Yeah,
do get this sorted for the Planning Commission. They're not as friendly.
Should we put it on a board?
Take packages.
She's not listening.
We do have a permit that was issued to us back in March 20th, 2015 for the outdoor patio space. It was required for us to get one. But somehow in the mix-up, it was just not recognized later to be used as a dining and drinking facility, and we've operated for 4 years under those conditions without incident, and we've been at this location for 9 years without any incidents or anyone...
Notifications.
Yeah, walking in or out of the dining area that we have secured. We do have a hand-drawn... map. Layout is the aerial view of what is around here, and then this is the patio. These are stanchions, and there's a lot more space to the right, but you know, there's a store right next to us, but we do have a buffer zone of 5 feet on both sides. The 48 inches from the actual curb and 2 feet from the parking of concrete barriers where people don't run their cars over. And the outside structure of the patio is made out of iron and connected with 12-inch steel bolts.
All right, you've laid that out pretty well. Anything else that you want to add?
No,
okay. All right, this is a public hearing, so I'm going to open it up to any members of the audience that want to speak on this particular item. Seeing no giant rush forward, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to our board.
I just want to let you know, when you first presented, you said you wanted to waive these items. You don't want to waive them.
No.
So don't use that word. You want them.
Mr. Chair, if there are no further comments.
I get a little nervous on my microphone.
Okay. We have a board member trying to make a motion for you.
It's time for you to really be quiet.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, if there are no further comments, I would move to approve this item subject to staff conditions.
Thank you. We have a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
So I do have a suggestion. As you guys move forward through the process, do make your presentation more succinct and straightforward. When you go to the Planning Commission, you're not going to be able to move around and play with all the Xerox material.
Put it on a board like they did?
Choose your photos wisely.
Make packages.
For each board
member? Yes.
Yes. Don't do all those photos. Choose them.
Okay.
You make the decision. 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Boom, boom, boom.
Vivian doesn't want a package.
How many packages?
It doesn't matter. You're going to have to see them.
Perfect.
Oh, hang on. You don't have to do that.
No packages.
They'll put it in the middle and they'll put it on the overhead.
And they'll show them all.
Okay.
One good set.
Cool.
One
nice set. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
Welcome. Thank you. Item number 7. UC190267, Williams Ryan. Use permit to allow accessory structures, block walls, and shipping container prior to a principal structure or use. Waiver of development standards for block walls on 0.9 acres in RE Rural Estates residential zone, generally located on the north side of Pama Lane, 1,000 feet west of Sand Hill Road within Paradise. Hi, do we have an applicant?
We do.
Name and address for the record, please.
Thank you and good evening. I'm Ryan Williams, and I live at 3601 Five Pennies Lane. I own the vacant lot in question behind us. It is about just under 1 acre, and we're basically going to incorporate that lot into our backyard. It's just directly south of my residence. And then we're going to landscape it. And when we're weighing our options about how we're going to screen and secure that property, we had several options. One of them was a 6-foot chain link fence, and I didn't think that created a whole lot of value for me and the screening or security, and I didn't think that it added much to the neighborhood. One of the other things that I'm dealing with is on my west property line on Pama, there's a structure right there that's on the property line that's 8 foot tall, and so I was trying to figure out how to screen that. And driving through our neighborhood, there's several 8 foot block walls, and so when we're trying to weigh our options, we just figured with the screening and the security, which is a big deal to me, that we would go with a decorative wall along PAMA and then a regular wall on the west property line. I've talked to the neighbor directly south of me that would be facing our lot, and he said he had no problem with the wall. And I talked to our neighbor that we would be putting the fence up against, and he was real excited about the wall. I ask for your support and here to answer any questions.
All right, thank you very much. This is a public hearing, so I'll open up for any members of the audience that would like to speak. Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Williams, you said nothing about a container. Yeah, did I miss that or did
no, sorry, the container is part of the application.
Could you explain what you're doing with it? Because I'm not sure anybody has a big whoop-de-doo about your wall. I think there's some whoop-de-doo about your container.
I heard the container item earlier.
Could you?
I don't know.
Ryan, if you don't mind, could you take your prep board and kind of turn the picture over here so we can see it? Kind of like rotate it? I'm not good at sideways. Just flip, yeah.
There you go.
Awesome.
That fits a little bit better. And so this is, right here's PAMA, and we're going to put the wall there, and then this. Yeah.
Right.
Just a vacant lot right there. And I'm envisioning a decorative wall something like this.
So you're never going to build a house on it?
I may. Yeah, we may.
So that says basically no.
Wrong.
Well, might means kind of no, unless it's yes, that says yes, I'm going to build it, so I can...
There's no plans to build right now, I'll tell you that. I wanted to keep my options open to be able to build in the future.
Okay. Better answer.
Thank you.
Could you tell us where the container's going?
Yeah, the container right now, there's a, believe it or not, on both sides, I'm sorry to the people on this end, there are structures that are on the property line that are 8 foot tall on both sides. And so I was just going to put the container that's just for various things right here next to those structures that are the same height.
What are the structures?
I think one's a pump house and one looks like some kind of a storage thing, and they look like they've been there for a while.
But they're on your property?
Well, they're on the property line. Not
on the property line.
Right on the property line,
but
yeah.
But you don't own them.
No, I don't own them. And so I'm trying to figure a way to screen them as well as... you know, for security.
Do you have pictures of what the shipping container is going to look like?
I did not bring it. It's just a standard shipping container, and I'm open to paint it whatever color. There are other shipping containers on PAMA, and they're painted like a barn, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, the shipping containers will look like a barn for your neighbor down the street, right?
Well, and they're going to be screened behind the 8 foot wall, and the shipping container is not taller than 8 foot. So they shouldn't be visible to my neighbors.
This is a slightly different situation than others that we've seen.
Well, this is
back to the same thing.
But it's a whole lot different than the first item we saw tonight.
Are your neighbors one story?
Yes, they are one story.
Do you have letters from them?
I did not bring letters from them.
Do you know Bart Donovan?
I don't.
Okay. He's your neighborhood leader, so.
Oh, I'd like to meet him.
Well, I don't see a problem with an 8 foot wall in this area, and if he's going to put it up in that decorative, that middle picture there, that's going to be an awfully nice looking wall. And if the other walls are the same as those two that he's exposed to us,
the decorative is just going to be along PAMA, and then it's just be a straight block wall along my west property line.
Okay.
So the block wall will be decorative, and then you will paint the shipping containers to match the decorative wall?
Yes, sir.
Because this is so different, I have no objection to these, especially where he's placing the two containers. But I mean, I'll make a motion if no one else wants to, and see how it flies, or someone else can.
Go for it, huh?
Mr. Chair, I would move to approve this application, I believe, subject to the, if approved, staff conditions.
All right, we have a motion for approval subject to the, if approved, staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Item number 8. It's kind of funny, in my packet I can't have several 8s, but the real number 8 this time, so that is WS190239S, G Island Plaza LLC et al. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1, increase wall sign area, and 2, increase the number of animated signs. Design reviews for the following. 1, modifications to an approved comprehensive sign package. 2, increase projection sign area, and 3, increase animated sign area in conjunction with an existing shopping center, the Showcase Mall, on 6 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment zone and an H1 limited resort apartment, AE60 zone, in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 750 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Hi.
Hello.
Name and address for the record.
Jacob Gates at 6630 Arroyo Spring Street, representing the applicant. Good evening. Essentially what we're asking for is a design review with some minor waivers. The new U.S. Polo that's over here at Showcase Mall, they want to include a video unit, and they would like to install a blade sign. Blade sign is a little bit larger. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to bring that closer to you?
That, please.
Don't bring that.
I have it all right here for you.
Okay. Excellent.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pretty simple design. You know, it matches everything along the boulevard. It's very similar to everything. There's a video unit right next to it on either side. Sort of the standard for the area. Staff recommends approval. We hope you will too. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. This is a public hearing, so I'll open it up to the audience for anybody wanting to speak on the matter. Please come forward. Seeing no one, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to our board.
Can you put any more signs on
your
face?
I mean, sure. I'm in the sign business. So yeah. I'm going to have to say yes. There's plenty of them.
I bet I can't take a dollar bill and fit it between the signs. Up there.
I believe staff believed good. That it was that it was representative of a scenic byway and further enhancing. So I'm going to defer to their.
Their expertise.
Have you ever seen a picture of a strip back in the 60s? And they had all those tall signs. It looked like a jungle or something. You really don't see much. The colors is much better.
All right. Anybody have any thoughts?
Chair, I'd like the motion forward to approve this big on staff recommendations.
Thank you. We have a motion for approval on the floor, subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
All right. That takes us... we'll go ahead and do the number 9. The second number 8. Okay, so CP19900180, that the Paradise Town Advisory Board... Not yet. That the Paradise Town Advisory Board consider proposed changes to the transportation element of the Clark County Comprehensive Master Plan, and after conducting a public hearing, take appropriate action. This is an action item. We have a staff member here.
The little button.
The little button on the bottom.
Shane Amram with Clark County Comprehensive Planning Department, so I'll bring this up to you up close. Basically, we're about 70, 80 changes that we have just for the transportation element itself. We've got 3 in Paradise. Majority of these changes are going to be, we're actually going down from what our designation is, and the majority of them are outside the valley too, so in the Sandy Valley, the Moapa Valley. It's been a while since we've done the rurals. But anyway, so with the 3 that we have here, we have the first one is Valley View Boulevard. I think basically from Desert Inn to from Desmond about, I believe it's about Rustbush. Basically want to go to 100 foot, because that's what's best, so we're just trying to match what's well. The next one is Tompkins, which is over, since I'm upside down here, I've got to find where up here is, 10 feet. Basically going from Cobalt to Swenson. Right now there isn't a road there. So basically Public Works is asking to have this reserved for the future. They're going to have to do a lot, to me it looks like they're going to have to do a lot of negotiations with aviation, whether it be if anything's ever going to come to fruition with that. And then the last one is Patrick. Again, we've got the same situation. We're asking to go to what's built up in the field. So it's at the little elbow there where Patrick kind of turned into Green Valley.
Right.
See if I can find it on this map. So here it is right here. Want to go to 80 feet from 60 because that's what's built. So they're not asking, there's not going to be any widening of it from what it is today. And as it makes that turn, I believe Green Valley is about 90 feet when it gets to Green Valley, so it's a little bit bigger. So basically, those are our three changes that we're asking for the Paradise Town Board. So if you have any questions or any other comments.
All right. Thank you, Shane. It is a public hearing. So if there's anybody in the audience that would like to speak on the transportation element presentation, please come up. Give us your name and address for the record.
Yes. My name is Ed.
A little button.
Okay. My name is Ed Ewing.
Hi.
And 4633 Paradise Road, it borders this property for the number two extension of Tompkins. Yeah, we're very much in favor of this extension. I just have a couple of questions. How ingrained in stone is this particular the straight line? Because there have been others that have it curved down and then connect with the road going into Thomas and Mack.
Right.
And that's my first question. How can the route be changed in any way? And the second question is do you have a design for this, for the road itself?
From what I understand, no. There's with the design portion of it. This is for the future as traffic needs may warrant it. I can't really answer the question if it has ability to change, honestly, why not? I think most everything is negotiable. It's something you probably would want to talk with Public Works, with Eric Denman. If you can get a hold of them, and they can give you kind of a rough idea of how set in stone it is to be straight. When I looked at the aerial, there are some remnants over here of some pavement that connects over to Swenson, I look like. And then there is some pavement here coming off of Cobalt, but then as you head further east here, running into some buildings and some other properties like that. So there's going to have to be some substantial negotiations to have it go in a straight line from what I can see. So it may end up being, you know, when they end up working with the property owner, that they may have to curve it perhaps a little bit. But I'd say, again, contact Public Works and they can give you a probably more definite answer than I have right now.
No, we talked to them for about a couple hours this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
And it's difficult to know.
Yeah, I think right now that they're reserving it for the future, so it's...
No, they're certainly favored.
Anybody else in the audience want to speak on the matter? Bless you and bless you. Okay, seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no questions or comments, I would make a motion to approve this item.
All right, thank you very much, Susan. We have a motion on the floor for approval of the transportation plan update, transportation element update. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Shane.
Thank you.
All right. We have item number one. If we have an applicant that we trailed previously, do we have an applicant for item number one on our agenda? That would be ET19400036.
Mr. Chair,
motion as a no-show, return to the board.
Thank you.
All right. We have a motion as a no-show and return
to the board. Well, he didn't come last time, so how many times are you going to get it?
That's a good note.
That's a good note.
But we need to give him two tries and two tries. We vote two, on it, two whether tries. He's here or not. Yeah.
All right, that being the case, then this would be the time to actually take an action on this particular item, item number one. So let me go ahead and read it back into the record. ET19400036, VS009015, Diamond PM LLC, vacate and abandon second extension of time. For easements of interest to Clark County, located between DI Road and Emerson Avenue, between Pecos McLeod Interconnect and Flamingo Wash. And a portion of right-of-way being Pecos McLeod Interconnect, located between Desert End Road and Emerson Avenue within Paradise.
Would you like a motion to deny?
I would like to have a motion at all.
Of either flavor.
Of either flavor.
So, this is the second time?
It is.
It is. And I haven't
with no applicant, no
so
show.
So, I make a motion to deny the application.
All right, we have a motion.
And then the last one to deny.
Just before we do that, I do want to make sure that we follow procedure, so I'll open this for comment from the audience. This is a public hearing. Seeing no one here, I will close the public hearing, turn it over to our board, and we have already a motion for denial of this particular item. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item is denied. Thank you very much. That takes us to the end of our dog and pony show. I now I have our closing paragraph. Do we have any general business? Seeing none, we'll move to item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's microphone. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of her presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do we have anybody from the public that would like to address the board? Seeing none, I'll close the comments for the general public. We will move to item number 9, next meeting date. We have May 2019. That's a little in the past. What the heck? So, we have adjournment. We have a motion for adjournment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you,
everyone.